Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thanks for listening.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Little Texas Blues bringing us back. Billy, Dusty, and Frank, little ZZ Top. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dinesh Kandathatha is with us. He's our good friend, longtime Breaktrust member, the founder of Macadamian, which is a design and software company. He's invested in, run, built, or sold, over a dozen, a baker's dozen of companies. And Dinesh, thanks again for being here. You, DineshCave.co, by the way, DineshK.co is his website. Dinesh, you were telling me that you just took a company public at an IPO, and I was asking you why. Why did you do that? And you know, 20 years ago, that would have been a stupid question, wouldn't it?
Yep.
But today it's a valid question, isn't it?
It is. Things have changed a lot. I mean, it made a lot of sense for this company just because of the capital requirements were such that, you know, it was going to be difficult to do in private markets. If you're going to be raising, you know, any significant amount of capital, let's say anything north of $10 million and you don't, you know, live in the 650 in San Francisco,
right,
San Jose area, it's hard. Let me just put it in private markets. It's hard. You need to be in one of the major centers, Boston, New York, San Francisco, San Jose area. So, you know, we're not there. You know, you can raise $1 million pretty easily nowadays. But if you've got a high risk, in many ways, or disruptive product, sometimes it's challenging to raise money in today's market. And so, you know, to get us to the next stage, you know, it made a lot of sense, plus provided some liquidity for our early investors who had ponied up a fair bit of coin to get us to where we were. So it's one of those things.
Where are you listed, by the way? Which exchange?
We're listed on the Toronto Stock Exchange.
Right.
And it's worked out really well for us. It's given us a lot of big pluses with being public. One is you get a lot more coverage as a business than
but
you
you've got to have the critical mass. Now, I don't know about, of course, Canada is different from U.S. You guys don't have to, do you have to deal with things like Sarbanes-Oxley and Dodd-Frank?
We don't, but you know, you have to be compliant
because that's what's killing small public companies down here.
Yeah, the reporting requirements and the regulatory requirements cost you hundreds of thousands.
I know
of dollars
people who went public in the 90s, and after Sarbanes-Oxley, they went back private. They couldn't afford it.
Yeah, and that's a strange thing to say, but it's true, right? Because those regulations were designed for very large, you know, multi-billion-dollar businesses.
But Congress doesn't know how to discriminate.
No, they don't.
Same thing with Dodd-Frank. They went after the big banks with Dodd-Frank. And they hurt the small banks.
Of course, yeah.
Caught them all up in the same net.
It's a sledgehammer, right? And you know,
yeah.
it just
that tells you how that tells you how smart they are in Washington. So I want to get back though quickly to deciding whether to go public or not. Today, with all the requirements, especially in the United States, with all the requirements and all the option the other options for funding, for getting capital. Do you see increasingly people making a decision not to go public who would have gone public 10 years ago?
I think it's not to. It's going to be delayed, and people are going to wait much longer.
Right.
And so
how are investors handling that? Early investors.
You know what? Investors are one of those things where, you know, you have lots of different types of investors. And, you know, if you look at a lot of the technology companies, the companies I'm involved with, most of the investors now are all ex-tech guys. And so the result is they understand that there's other ways to crystallize their gains than, you know, going public. And, and so they're, today we have many more instruments for doing that.
Do you see a sub-public sector coming on board to take out early investors and have more long-lived tenure with a company. So you see what I mean?
Maybe the first investors are
5 years, they get taken out by the 10-year investors.
Yeah, I think they're called gray markets, and what they are private markets that act as exchanges for accredited investors.
Right.
And so what you end up having is, you know, individuals who agree to operate in a market for private shares, but you know all of those posts are sophisticated and accredited, and so it allows folks who have different tolerances for risk mm-hmm. to take part at different stages of the life cycle of the business.
And all of that's going to change what we call metaphorically Wall Street. I see that kind of thing. I see public exchanges maybe not even being around 30 years from now. What do you think?
I think that everything's like just the digital currencies are going to change the world, right?
Yeah.
You know, now you don't have to have your money in a Goldman Sachs or those kinds of accounts anymore. You can do transactions from your home.
Right. There's so many different things like blockchains, distributed ledgers, that kind of technology. That's going to change everything, isn't it?
It is because you know the fact of the matter is that. It's been a long time coming. These intermediaries take so many little slices away.
And the corruption that gets involved in it.
Yeah.
And the digital leverage danger is what I'm concerned about.
Yeah.
Like the LIBOR thing that happened.
Yeah, hey, of course. Yeah.
Hey, Dinesh, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I'd love to. I think you're doing great work here.
Thanks. DineshK.co, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.